Well, good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. This morning, I want to read to you a parable. Now, this is not a parable found in any of the Gospels. It is not a parable of Jesus. This is a parable that has been circulated around the internet for probably the last couple of years in various forms. This parable is a touching way to describe life after death, only to be reborn in another world. Now, let me read to you this parable. In a mother's womb, there were two babies. One baby asked the other, "Do you believe in life after delivery?" The other replied, "Why, of course. There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we are here to prepare ourselves for what will be later." "Nonsense," said the first. "There is no life after delivery. What kind of life would that be?" The second baby said, "I don't know, but there will be more light than there is here. Maybe we will walk with our legs and eat from our mouths. Maybe we will have other senses that we can't understand just now." The first baby replied, "That's absurd. Walking is impossible. And eating with our mouths? That's ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies nutrition and everything we need. But the umbilical cord is so short, life after delivery is to be logically excluded." The second baby insisted, "Well, I think there is something, and maybe it's different than it is here. Maybe we won't need this physical cord anymore." The first baby replied, "Nonsense. And moreover, if there is life, then why has no one ever come back from there? Delivery is the end of life. And in the after delivery, there is nothing but darkness and silence and oblivion. It takes us nowhere." "Well, I don't know," said the second baby, "but certainly we will meet Mother, and she will take care of us." The first baby replied, "Mother? You actually believe in Mother? That's laughable. If Mother existed, then where is she now?" The second baby said, "She is all around us. We are surrounded by her, and we are of her. It is in her that we live. Without her, this world would not and could not exist." Said the first baby, "Well, I don't see it. I don't see her, so it is only logical that she doesn't exist." To which the second baby replied, "Sometimes when you're in silence and you focus and you really listen, you can perceive her presence and you can hear her loving voice calling down from above." Friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, we can learn a lot from that second baby. As human beings on this physical earth, although we cannot see the next life with our eyes, we know that the next life exists, and the next life awaits those who trust in God. Amen.